Welcome to the Love Her Wild podcast. I'm your host, Brooke Carver, and I'm here to talk to you about all things spiritual, manifestation, happily ever after, and creating a life that you love, because I promise you can. Happy Monday, everybody. Coming to you a little late this week. It is currently, as I'm recording, Monday at 4:29 p.m. So, you know, we can't always be perfect, but I am going to have this podcast episode to you in the next hour, uploaded and live. So we still made the deadline. We're still live on Monday, just a little bit late. You know what? That's okay. That is okay. Today, I want to talk to you guys about a really interesting thought process that came across my Instagram in this last week, which is, can you be high vibe in one area of your life while also being low vibe in another area of your life? Now, this came by way of a comment on one of my videos that said, hey, this is bullshit. Your whole idea about frequency and vibration, bullshit. Because if that's true, how come someone can be in an abusive relationship, be in a low vibe, being treated like absolute crap in the relationship, but then be killing it in their career, have a great job and peers that love them and think that they're amazing? How can they be simultaneously high and low vibe? And to be honest, I'd never really thought about it before. I thought it was so fascinating, and so I took a second, sat back, and really gave it some thought. And the conclusion I came to is you absolutely can be high vibe in one area of your life and low vibe in another. Now, of course, there are parameters to this, right? Like, you want to be, as a whole, as an average, living at a high vibration, right? So it's kind of like the total sum. What is the total sum of all of the areas in your life, the vibration levels in your life of these things? And whatever that average is likely where you're living in your apartment complex. Now, for those of you that are new to this podcast, aren't aware of all of my amazing analogies, I often refer to vibration as an apartment complex. If you are living on the first floor, you have not a lot of perspective, right? You look out your window, you can see about a block around you. You're low vibe, you're living down on that first floor. As you raise in vibrations, your perspective grows and broadens, just as it does as you raise in vibration. So once you get yourself up to the 12th floor, the penthouse suite, you can see all the way down the block and around the corner from up there. Your perspective is so much wider. You know of so much more. You see so much more possibility from the top floor. Now, in this analogy, I also talk often about how where you live isn't necessarily where you spend all of your time, right? So it's where you spend most of your time. If you live on the top floor, you still have to go to the first floor to get your mail sometimes. You still have to leave the apartment complex, go down to the bottom, get your car, leave the parking garage. And vice versa. People that live on the first floor, they're living in a low vibe, in a really low vibe place. That doesn't mean that they don't ever have happy days. It doesn't mean they don't ever get into the elevator and go up to the top floor to jump in the pool. It's just not where they live. It's not where they're spending most of their time. And so as we look at vibrations as it pertains to the different areas of our life, you can literally look at where you live as the average or the sum total of all of your vibrations. Therefore, if, let's say, for fun example, you have me now. We'll use me now as first example. I healed my relationship vibration. My relationship vibration, girl, we're running 12 out of 12, all right? We are high vibing in the relationship status. Friendships, high vibe. We've got still some, you know, we always want to be working on who's in our life, who's not in our life, people coming in, people coming out, making sure that we align with the people that we hold close. So for the purpose of example, let's give me a 10, all right? 10 out of 12 in friends. Fantastic. Job. Now, I am loving my life right now in my career. However, I have some pretty big goals and some pretty big aspirations, some places that I really know that I want to be. So for that, we'll give me an 8. All right? If you look at those three categories, we'll just keep friendships, job, and romantic relationship for now, but I'm sure there are much more areas that we're not looking at. The sum of those three, let's do some quick math. 30. We're running a 30, all right? We're pretty high up there. They're all pretty high vibe things. Now, let's say we take my totals from when I was in my abusive relationship. My relationship total was, I mean, on the very best of days, like a 4. My job at the time, I was killing it in my career. I had a whole different career, but I was making a ton of money. I had bought a house by myself. It was just flowing. I didn't even barely have to pay attention to it. I was a photographer for 10 years, for those of you that don't know. My job was killing it, okay? So we're going to give that a 12 out of 12. Friendships. My friendships were suffering because of my abusive relationship. I was made to choose between him and my friendships a lot. I was neglecting friendships that I shouldn't have been because I couldn't be authentically true to them and also remain in my relationship. I couldn't tell them what was happening for real in my relationship because I knew that they would hold me accountable and make me leave. Therefore, I was probably running like a 6. All right? So we've got 24. And now I'm running a 30. See what I'm saying? See how that works? Sum total? Okay. And these are all just random numbers that I threw out here, but you understand where I'm going with this, okay? The total of all of your vibrational categories put you in a bracket, and in that bracket is where you can figure out where you're living, okay? So people that are not having luck in a job, they're in an abusive relationship, they don't have close friendships, or they struggle with friendships, maybe they're running like a 2 or a 3 on all levels, they're not even in double digits, they're at like an 8, right? You've got some people running a 30, you know, maybe a 40, maybe a 48. What's the total? That's the most that we can get in these 3 categories. 36. Math is so hard today. So as I started thinking about all of these things, I realized that while yes, most of the time I am talking to you about your general, your sum total vibration, but there's a lot more nuance to that as you start diving deeper. It's just like healing, right? So when people talk about healing, they think about healing the whole thing. But once you start, you're realizing that healing isn't a ball, it's an onion. And it takes layer by layer by layer, piece by piece. You heal the outer layers only to realize there's a core, there's a root in the center that you need to get through. Vibrations are a lot like that. So, can you be high vibe in one area and low vibe in another? Yes, you can. Do those two numbers in combination with each other make a difference or shift where you're at as a total vibration, as where you're living, what your apartment complex number is? Yes. So, with all of that said, you can be running a 12 out of 12 in your career. You're making all the money, you're happy, you love what you do, you feel fulfilled, people at work love you, you're a 12, you're on the top floor of work. Friendships, 12 out of 12. You've got your core friendships. They treat you great. It's reciprocal. They give as much as they receive. You've got your core friends that you agree on every topic. You see eye to eye on all of the important things. You're a 12 out of 12. Well, shit, you're at a 24 right now, at a 36. That's pretty freaking good, right? But your relationship, it's 0. Now, just because you are not in a relationship right now romantically doesn't mean that your relationship vibration is a 0. Your relationship vibration can be a 12 out of 12, even if you're single, because you've done the healing work surrounding the idea of being in a relationship. You've done the manifesting work surrounding bringing in a soulmate. You've done all of the things to release the old energetic cords that kept you down at a lower vibration when it came to relationships in general, right? So it's kind of the subject of relationships, not necessarily whether or not you're in one. Now, of course, if you are in one, what your vibration is in that relationship matters. But this is not just for people who are currently in a relationship. It's kind of like your vibration surrounding the concept of a relationship, your readiness to be in a relationship, or how your relationship is doing right now if you're in one. So, why are we talking about this? This commenter, while they were trying to troll me, they really got me to thinking about that sum total, about how all of these things work together. And just like we talked about last week, the combination of healing and manifesting and movement and how those three things have to constantly be in an ebb and flow, always equaling 100 at some point, somehow, some way. Your vibrational categories also affect each other. And where you're at in those categories affects where you're living in the vibrational apartment complex. Which means, if you are letting one of those areas hover at a 1 or a 2 in vibration, you can't ever live on the 12th floor. And I don't mean ever, I just mean right now with that vibration where it's at. You can only get so far until that lower vibration starts pulling you back down, just like an energetic cord. So, what do you do about it? When I started this podcast, I vowed to myself that I would never be one of those people that came on here and did commercials for things I didn't care about. And so, when I partner with companies, know that they are companies that I personally love. Today I'm talking to you about Pepper Bras. Pepper Bras are for all of us small-chested ladies who are tired of bras that don't fit right and gape and make us feel less than. My small boobs were a source of insecurity for me for most of my life up into my 20s. And it wasn't until I saw Kate Hudson and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days that I realized that tiny boobs can be super sexy. I personally have been wearing Pepper Bras for years. I actually just threw my first Pepper Bra away because it finally wore through it. And now I am happy to announce that we've partnered up. And if you use the code HAPPILY10, you can go get 10% off of your purchase. So, any of my teeny tiny boobied ladies out there, go get yourself that discount. They are the only bras I wear. Now, let's get back to all that manifesting good shit, huh? What do you do? Well, it depends what vibration needs adjusting, right? Everything I teach you can be applied to all of these categories. So if you're in a position right now where maybe you're in a really happy relationship, you're killing it, you're at a 12 out of 12, you're so stoked, you're happy as hell. And maybe your friendships, those are great too. Maybe you're at a 10, whatever. Can't be perfect all the time. So now you're at a 22, you're pretty close. You're doing pretty good. But your job, you're feeling unfulfilled, you're not happy, you don't love it, you don't make enough. What do? You do the same things that we have talked about for a year and a half on this podcast in regards to relationships, but in regards to your job. You start working through the past traumas that led you to a place where you didn't feel worthy enough of a job that was better than the one you're in right now. What has prevented you from asking for a raise, from putting in applications at a different job? What has prevented you from making moves towards something better? So when you find in one of these categories, you know what? My vibe's slipping. This is not exactly where I want it to be. You then take last week's podcast episode and apply that to that subject. It's your job? Okay, great. What are my three pillars? Healing, manifesting, movement. Where in my relationship with a job and a career am I slacking or slipping in one of those three areas? Has the healing or manifesting or movement hit a zero? You know? Are we at a total of 80% instead of 100? Or, worse yet, is you're healing at a 0, and you're manifesting at a 90, and your movement at a 10, and you don't understand why nothing's working. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, go listen to last week's episode. But you take all of those tools, everything we talked about last week, everything I preach in my programs, and you apply it to that specific section of your life. To me specifically, I had a rough winter, right? We had a miscarriage that was so hard. Pretty soon after that, I lost my car and lost $30,000. If you don't know the story, we'll get to that another day. But all of a sudden, I'm out my vehicle, I have nothing to drive, and all of the money I paid for said vehicle gone in a flash. No repercussion on that. I then had this crazy weird infection in my mouth, and my tongue was just burning all the time, 24/7. It felt like I burnt it on hot soup 24 hours a day. Doctors couldn't figure out what to do, couldn't figure out how to make it happen. And amidst all of that, I wasn't allowed to try and get pregnant again until all of the meds for my ectopic pregnancy had left my body. We just had a rough season. My vibration, health-wise, and stress-wise, and contentment-wise, low, right? Therefore, my overall total, my overall set state vibration suffered because of it. I couldn't live on the in the penthouse suite on the level 12 over the winter. I was probably running like a solid 8, right? Because all of those things were wearing on me. And while I was doing everything I could to heal through it and manifest through it and move through it, it was really hard. And that's going to happen sometimes. Just because you move yourself up higher and higher in vibration doesn't mean you're always going to be able to stay there 24/7. Sometimes you bounce down and back up again and you're still living there and it's fine. And sometimes you're like, I just spent a season a couple floors down. And that's okay because I have the tools to get myself back up again. So in that season, as those things were happening, I really took a step back and looked at my life as a whole and said, okay, where do I need to apply these things? In what areas of my life am I dropping the ball in healing, manifesting, or movement? Where do I need to focus a little bit more? The entire year as a whole, my mindset around money and growth and business and what it looks like to own this business, what it looks like to keep this business growing and flourishing and how much effort and energy it takes to do so. I put so much effort into healing past false narratives surrounding what owning a business looks like, how stressful it has to be, how hard it has to be, quote unquote. I've done so much work in that area and it shows. My career vibration has risen significantly. I should have added health into all of these brackets, right? Friendships, health, relationships, job. Health was a good one. We'll add that here at the end. Jumble up the math as you will. But health was a hard one in my winter season, right? Was dealing with a lot of things. And I knew as I was going through that hard season that it was hard. And that part of my vibration was a little lower. And yet I was still doing everything I could to heal and manifest and move through it. And I did. My mantra, all storms run out of water. And it did. But it took a second. So today, I want you to kind of play around with that idea. Think about the areas in your life where your vibration is just high as hell. You're a 12 out of 12. You are killing it. You are so happy. Couldn't be happier. Couldn't change a freaking thing. Look at that zoomed in part of your life and ask yourself, what's working? How is my healing, manifesting, and movement in sync in that area of my life? How is that ebb and flow working seamlessly to keep me at a high vibration? And how can I apply that to these other areas of my life? Because when I was in my abusive relationship and my business was killing it, if I had applied a single thing to my relationship that I was applying to my business, I would have broken up with my ex years before I did. I was confident in my business. I knew who I was in my business. I had a direction. I was going towards it. I knew what I wanted. I knew where I wanted to go, and I went there. And I did none of those things in my relationship. My vibration in my relationship was shit. So it stayed stagnant. And as a result, it kept my overall set state, my overall vibration lower than it needed to be. It prevented me from getting to that 12th floor because if one of those areas is sub 5, you don't have the numbers to get up there. And while that's okay for a season or a time, if what you want truly is to be as close to living as your highest level self at all times, be as close to living in an alignment at all times as you can be, which is not possible all the time because we're human, caveat, but you want to be as close as you can to that, I urge you to break your life into sections and look at what is working and what isn't. And start applying the things in your life that you do well to other areas of your life where maybe your self-esteem's a little less. Maybe you have so much self-worth in your job, but not as much in a relationship. Ask yourself why that is. And then go back and re-listen to last week's episode and see which of the three things in that area, in that low vibe area of your life, which of the three pillars have you not been paying attention to? Is it healing? Is it manifesting? Or is it movement? Because I guarantee you it's one of them. There is one area, or two, or three, that are being ignored. In my abusive relationship, it was healing, 100%. It was also manifesting, and it was 100%, it was all of it. I wasn't moving out of it, so it was also movement, right? In my job, before I left photography and moved into this full-time, before I really transitioned my career into doing this full-time and letting photography be a part-time fun thing that I do sometimes, as I was shifting into that, what was preventing me from doing it before was healing. It was fear. It was fear of letting go of one passion to pursue another. I was moving towards it. I was manifesting towards it. Things were happening. Things were coming through. I just had to heal through those last little fears. I had to cut the energetic cords from the past negative things running in my head telling me, what if it doesn't work? And once I cut those cords, boom, bang. Up, rise in vibration. Here I am, baby. We're here. I hope this makes sense to you, because in my head, it makes perfect sense. Welcome to a Monday rambling with Brooke at 4:49 p.m. Here we are. Just rambling your little ear off on a Monday afternoon, almost evening. I'm about to go make some sourdough bread. But I hope this sparks a fun thought experiment in your mind and inspires you to apply what's working in other areas of your life to an area that maybe something's not working. And if after all of this you're like, what the fuck is she talking about? I'm lost. I don't know. I see where I'm faltering and I don't know what to do. Or maybe you do know what to do, but you're just lonely. You're tired of going it alone. You want support around you. You want people that you can support and be supported by. You want people that you can go and celebrate wins with. Come hang out in the Woo Woman's Club. It is so fucking cool over there. We just finished out round three. We're moving into round four in April. And it is the most transformative, most badass 8 weeks of your life. Guaranteed. The changes that we've seen in this last round are insane. One of the women entered Woo Woman's Club nearly in bankruptcy. They were actually talking about the reality of losing their home. The husband in this couple didn't have a job, couldn't get a job, and they were pregnant with their second baby and didn't have health care, didn't have anything. They were just completely stressed. At the end of the third round, the husband not only had gotten a job at Walmart and worked that job throughout all of Women's Club, but the Monday after our last call was starting his dream job with his dream hours, with pay that he was worth. They had $10,000 in savings, enough so that my Woo Woman could go on maternity leave. $10,000 in 6 weeks. What? And not only that, but the goals she had set in her own career were so that she could get to a place in her home, in her space where she was present with her son, where when he said, Mom, I just want to make cupcakes with you, she could say yes and just drop everything and do it. Her home getting to a place that it was organized and felt clean and happy and a place where they could live in the moment. And she achieved that too. If that's not a complete life reversal, like reboot, I don't know what is. But I'm going to tell you what. If you want a place where you can radically transform your life along with other like-minded women who support you and call you out in the most loving way, and you want to be able to talk to me every single week and ask me your personal questions and get actual advice from me every single week along the way, email me, message me. I'll put a link in the show notes right now. We've got like 4 more spots, I think, for this round. And if you want one, come and get it. Because we can work through this stuff, game through these things. And if you know of 1 or 2 areas of your life where your vibe is low and you want to cut those cords and get it high, we can do that. I'm going to get you there. I can get you there. Anyway, have a great week. I really love you guys. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Love Her Wild podcast. If today resonated with you in any way, shoot me a comment, tell me how you feel. I'd love to help if I can. And if you think that this would resonate with any of your friends, share away, because I'm trying to reach as many of you as I possibly can. Go make your life great.